know you're smart, and I'm proud of you. I want you to make some friends this summer.
Meet Scotty Smalls.
Kyle, get it!
The kid is a L7 weenie.
My life's over.
Man, this is baseball. You gotta stop thinking. Just have fun.
Climb trees, hop fences, get into trouble.
Just stand there and stick your glove out in the air. I'll take care of it.
Now he's in.
Yeah! All right!
With the coolest guys in the neighborhood. They've got the look.
Wendy Peppercorn.
Wow.
Hey, girls.
They've got the moves. They've got the rap.
Blockhead!
Geek!
Jerk!
Idiot!
Moron!
You bob for apples in the toilet! And you like it!
You play ball like a girl!
Yeah! Yeah!
Something else has got their ball.
That wasn't my ball!
Dad's father gave it to him.
Babe Ruth signed that ball.
Babe Ruth!
We gotta get that ball back.
Got any bright ideas?
People, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 79. I am one of your Throwback In hosts. I don't even know if that's a word, Throwback In. What do you think about that, Z?
I don't think it is.
Okay. Well, you're white. Just put it in the dictionary somehow, okay?
Yeah, I got that power.
Why do you think I got you on here, man? White credibility. That's why.
It's diversity. That's what it is.
Yeah, start using your fucking white credibility and power, okay?
You mean start acting white?
I am the phenomenal one, of course.
I am Z. White Z.
And people are. Oh, yeah, that's Z. That's the letter Z. That's right, it's Z. And we're here to talk about, man. Well, first, we gotta make an announcement, man. That polling, man, the Christmas polling ends next week.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday coming up by the time you hear this. So, people, keep on voting and stuff like that. I don't know if people realize, though, but there have been some updates on the plug and on the polls, too. And, you know, you got the new little bars and shit like that or whatever, obviously. But also, one, the other thing you got, too, is now neither me nor Z will know which movie is winning, because they're not going to display the results until after the poll ends.
That's
kind of cool, actually.
That's scary.
It is kind of fucking scary, because I was looking at it, I was like, what the fuck is that, or whatever. It's not showing the results, or whatever. I looked at it, I was just like, oh, it's going to show it after. Yeah, I was like, oh.
So now we don't know, and we also got the other, too.
That's right. It's getting scarier and scarier now, because, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I was getting pissed off. I was like, this shit ain't working, god damn it. Fuck, oh man, there's always something wrong with this polling and shit. But people, obviously, since that polling ends, our Christmas show is just on the way as well.
It's coming up fast.
I mean, it's coming up fast, man. Christmas is next week, dude.
I know. The hell is that?
Man, that means the end of the year is almost over as well, then.
Yep, week after that. Then you got, then it's, because this is your, I think this is your busy month with podcasts.
Oh, yeah, man, especially these next 2 weeks. I mean, yeah, you seen the count. We got, especially me and you, we got a lot to record, not this weekend, but the following.
Christmas weekend.
I think it is this weekend, right?
No, it's Christmas weekend. It's the weekend after
weekend,
Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas weekend. We got a lot to record that week, so.
Yeah.
That's going to be called Me and Z Day.
Well, until I already told you the 27th, I got stuff, so we got to do it early for you.
Yeah, well, Me and Z Morning. How about that, then?
Wake up. Wake up.
Wake up, bitch. You said you're going to be up. God damn it, you black son of a bitch. Hey, man, I was out drinking again. Don't blame me.
One, I would not say that to you, but you would say that to me, but.
You've called me a black bitch before.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Z's always putting me down by my color. I don't know why, but he's racist, but.
It's because a black man's in charge.
Yeah, that's why, and he doesn't like it. Obviously, he's trying to disobey me and shit like that.
Need to take you down a peg.
Beat his ass with and go like, get on the goddamn scale, bitch.
What's funny is that I'm the only one that overslept the show before.
Right, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still went up.
We had a little scare this week though.
Oh yeah, I was telling Cody about it just earlier or whatever I was saying. Man, shit. I didn't think none of these shows would be going up personally because obviously California, well at least LA County's been having some huge rain. We've had a huge storm lately. Especially for me because I live by the beach, so it's been crazy. I mean, right down the street from me, some homes got caved in and shit like that. Everyone in my complex house is flooded except for mine. I don't know if that's the work of the devil or something, but
that's the podcast gods.
Yeah, it must be the podcast gods of Exodus or something like that, because that is some fucking luck for your ass. When I got home that day, the next day after the storm happened or whatever shit, the property manager came to me and said, check your cracks and anything like that, if you got any cracks in the walls or something like that, or water or anything. And I looked around the whole house, and I was like, looks good in here, everybody. And everybody else, I see them, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, they're drying out their carpets and shit. I've heard windows got broken and shit. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Was it a tropical storm, though, right?
Yeah. And they was closing off some of the streets by the beach and shit because they were all flooded in. I mean, it's crazy. And the thing that happened, why Z brought that up, is about 9 hours away from here, well, 9 hour drive, at least an hour flight, in San Francisco, where our servers and everybody knows San Francisco, that's where some of the worst of California weather controls have happened or whatever. I mean, because out here in LA County, it's always beautiful and shit like that. But San Francisco always gets the worst of treatment. They get all the earthquakes. They get all the fucking storms and shit like that or whatever. But this time, they got a little bit of our storm. And it not only knocked the power out to our servers down there where the main HQ is at, but it destroyed almost all the fucking files there as well.
Have you gone through and listened to old shows?
Yes, I have. I have replayed every fucking show for 5 minutes each to make sure it went through all the way.
Everything's been good?
Everything is good. Everything is fine. Even the upload and everything. And my God, what a fucking scare that could be for you. You just don't know. But it's not necessarily, I was telling Cody, I was just like, man, on this site, me and Z have a total of 78 episodes. Over 140 movie spoilers episodes. Reviews, probably over 100 and something too as well. That's a lot of fucking content to lose.
So. And you got, what, The Walking Dead's, Gotham's, Darkness.
Darkness got over about 60 episodes now. Yeah. Like you said, the recaps got about at least maybe about 30 good episodes in there with The Walking Dead and Gotham.
So you're looking at about 400, with the special play-by-play Oscars, MTV.
Play-by-plays. Oh, yeah, because on the tab on the site, I have, under the podcast section, I have other, and it's about at least 15 other podcasts that's just thrown in there, like specials and shit like that or whatever. So, I would, if we was to average about all the hours spent to all that, man, I think we'd hit over a billion. A billion hours.
Probably, and there's like, you're looking at maybe 400 episodes that you could have lost.
Yeah, that was fucking, see, I kid you not, at first I wasn't going to tell you about it, because you were the first one to talk about it, I think you hit me up or something like that, because I was staring at the computer the whole day, refreshing, for 30 minutes, every 30 minutes, refreshing, mm-hmm. I was just staring, I was just like, you know what, I was like, fuck it at one point. I was like, oh, I cannot believe this shit, because that is a lot of fucking content and work to lose and shit. I was fucking having a panic attack out my asshole.
Yeah, I think we discussed for like an hour other alternative ways to do stuff.
Yeah, and the doing stuff isn't the problem, it's just recovering.
Yeah. Especially when we're up, when podcast nomination's up next month.
Yeah, and you need proof that a fucking site existed with content on it for a year's worth. And if that shit was got deleted, we would have the year's worth of work to show.
You would be disqualified.
Yeah, exactly. We wouldn't qualify for it or whatever because we wouldn't have a year. We don't have to have a year's worth of work. We just have to start a year ago. And since all the files would have got deleted, we wouldn't have been. They would have not known if we started a year ago or just now starting. And it would have been some bullshit. And I would have been pissed. And I'd be like, God damn it. And Z would have never heard the end of it, because he'd be like, damn, I'm scared. Come on, we'll stop fucking talking about it.
I felt like Lupita in 12 Years. I'm like, am I getting whipped?
He felt like Lupita in 12 Years Slave when Michael Fassbender raped her.
Yeah.
He had his eyes rolling in the back of his head and shit, just like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Be happy you don't live in out here in L.A., Z. Yeah. You just saw me pacing back and forth and shit. You'd be like, dude,
oh, I'm sure you were swearing up a storm.
Yeah, I had to close the door to my office. And I was just like, motherfucker. I was telling the wife when we were driving and shit like that, because it was still down. I don't think it came back on until like 8 o'clock that night, maybe. I don't care remember what time I texted you and told you it was. But I was telling the wife about it, and she was just like, oh, fuck, I'm sorry for you. She said, like, I lost somebody. She's like, I'm sorry for your loss. And I was like, I told her, I said, I'd rather have gotten struck by lightning than let that happen.
It was,
But that's neither here nor there.
It worked out, thank God.
Yeah, thank God. All the fucking files were recovered and shit like that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy a fucking a huge external device, and I'm just gonna fucking save every goddamn episode we do now.
Terabyte?
Because I usually clear. What was that?
You're gonna get a terabyte external?
Oh, fuck yeah. I don't give a shit how much it costs.
They're not that bad. It's like $60.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm just gonna get one of those. And you're just gonna start saving these fucking files ourselves, because that's the only way that we could have them. And obviously, because I've gotten into the habit to start deleting them. Because once they're on the archive, you know, they're just there, whatever. And I got deleted the clear space off my laptop to record new shit and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm going to start keeping shit now.
Yeah, it's the way to go. I mean, obviously, you have to start it now, because you can't go back.
No.
Like, I don't have the files.
Obviously, and I don't expect you to have them either, because, you know, once they're up there, they're up there. You think that it's a secure site where it's at, and it's going to stay there. There's no reason for you to keep the file no more, but I'm going to have to start keeping the fucking files when I get this terror, because that shit was scary as fuck.
Mm-hmm. But
people, that's neither here nor there. We're going to talk about The Sandlot.
Great kids movie. Especially, oh, this is your time.
Oh, yeah. This is when I was growing up, man. When I was growing up, we had a lot of sport movies for kids and shit like that.
Mighty Ducks, Angels in the Outfield.
Mighty Ducks. Was that a soccer movie, The Big Green or something like that?
The Big Green.
Yeah, you remember that shit? Remember how they marketed the fuck out that movie.
The Big Green, fucking Steve Guttenberg.
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year. What was that other one?
Little Big League.
Yeah, Little Big League. There was one where baseball, the kid from Rookie of the Year, he went to Medieval Times. He played baseball or something like that. I forgot the name of that.
I can't think of it either. Little Giants. Yeah. Little Giants.
Little Giants, yeah, that's another one, too.
And not all of them were bad, too. Some of them were really, like, cult classics.
Yeah, I thought all of them were at least entertaining in some form or matter, especially growing up now. And even going back watching them still, Sandlot is definitely one of those films rewatching. I was like, you know, this is still fun. I never felt like those, at least this movie, didn't dumb it down for adults.
No, this is pure for kids.
Yeah. I think personally, as an adult now watching it, I think you still get some entertainment out of it as well. If not just from the baseball scenes itself, but just from the seeing the kids go out of their way just to play baseball, because mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but that used to be me. I'd go out of my way to play baseball and shit like that.
I was more of football.
Yeah, any sport it was, whatever shit, you used to go out of your way. There was one sport I was fascinated with because I couldn't play it at school, and that was hockey.
Because blacks don't play hockey.
Yeah, because nobody can fucking play hockey, because obviously we ain't got no snow out here and shit like that. I can't ice skate. So if we get fucking sticks, get a ball, you get a fucking rollerblades, and you play on the fucking street and just hit it and shit like that. And it was a mission. It was a mission to get a team together and shit like that or whatever and stuff. So that was one of the most things I appreciated about this film.
Mm-hmm. It really, like, especially nowadays, it takes you back to your youth.
Oh, yeah. It's a harmful youth film.
Which is funny, if this was set in the 60s, it still felt like it was 90s, 80s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It didn't really show the 60s time feel, really.
No, I agree. I thought it came out in 93, if I'm not mistaken. It felt like it was 93 or whatever. The only way you could think about going back to the 60s is that they praised Babe Ruth's name in this film as if it was like yesterday he played.
Yeah. And they spawned very bad sequels.
Oh my god. Yeah, I was looking it up. I was like, damn, there was three fucking films?
Yeah. Sandlot 2, and then Sandlot heading home with Luke Perry.
Classic. Okay, yeah.
Sandlot, directed by David Mickey Evans, starring Tom Gurry, Mike Vitar. Budget $7 million, which I don't understand why it's $7 million, but...
Yeah, where the fuck did that budget go?
James Earl Jones,
that dirt.
The dirt, yeah.
All the dirt. That's where it had to go. I don't know, the costumes for the baseball. I don't know.
Box office, $33.8 million. That's pretty good.
Damn.
And Sandlot takes place in the early 60s, and it's about Scotty Smalls, a new boy who just moved into a neighborhood, and he tries to fit in with this... group of kids who play baseball in a sandlot in the neighborhood. And
was this in L.A.?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. I guess maybe it was location-wise it cost $7 million. I don't know.
And pretty much we just get the summer of the boys playing baseball and their misadventures.
Yeah, it's about Sky Smalls pretty much finally becoming in tune with himself and getting friends and shit like that, and then, you know, obviously learning how to play baseball and how to, you know, pretty much how to socialize with other kids and stuff, and until an accident happened where he hits a signed autographed baseball by Babe Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
The Babe. The social SWAT. You know, all that shit, whatever. Babe Ruth, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. He takes that ball, signed by fucking Babe Ruth, and actually plays with it.
It was a stepdad's ball.
Yeah, and it was blown to his stepdad. He knocks over the fence, and they have this thing that they call the Beast in the film. That pretty much, once that ball goes over the fence, it's a done deal. It's done.
Yeah, and his dad was Dennis Leary. I'm surprised his dad didn't beat his ass. This was the 60s.
You know what I would do if that fence was in the way? I would just switch the baseball diamond around, facing where you're at bat. You're facing the wall. That way, balls don't go over that fence anymore. That's just me.
You're right. But one thing I did not like Smalls at all.
Yeah,
I did not. He was like the one of the least, and he was like so annoying.
You notice, the movie opens up with him, and then once he pretty much figures out how to play baseball, he's no longer the star of the movie.
Exactly, it turns into Benny.
Yeah, Smalls is just there for a plot device with the whole baseball going over the fence.
Mm-hmm. I think it really gave, I wouldn't say equal amount, but you had four kids. It was just pretty much around four kids. Scotty, Benny, Ham, and Squints. That was it.
Squints, yeah. And then twins, too, had their moments.
The twins.
The brothers, I guess.
The black guy and the tall kid, thing is Timmy.
Yeah, Timmy. I think that was one of the best things of the movie, was just that that they had a good camaraderie between the kids.
No, his name was Bertram. That was Bertram was the tom kid. Those two, the black kid and Bertram, were the only two that really didn't do much as opposed to everyone else.
No, the black kid probably had about, what, three lines, maybe?
Around there, yeah.
Yeah.
He was just... But all of them, they were all good, and, you know, they pretty much teach in Smalls how to actually be a normal kid.
Yeah, exactly, just be a normal kid, how to socialize, whatever. Something that a lot of these kids today need, but...
Yeah. And he couldn't... I mean, this kid was the epitome of terrible. He couldn't throw. He couldn't catch.
I ain't gonna lie, when he threw that fucking ball, I laughed my ass off too. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. I'm sorry, how could you not know how to throw? I mean, shit, dude.
Can you teach, I mean, was that acting?
I don't know. The ball went though, I don't know. You know what? You can teach how to throw. I'll give you that. Yes, you can. Because, believe it or not, I used to pitch. But I, the only reason I learned that is because my dad was originally going to play for the, when they were named California, he's going to play for the California Angels. But obviously he had his back went out on him during the practice before the first game even started. And I didn't know how to pitch for shit. I was a second baseman. And he taught me how to pitch. And sure enough, I became a pitcher, which was interesting because I was like, I didn't think I could fucking learn how to do this or whatever. I didn't think I could know how to throw a straight ball or something like that. But yeah, I will say that being able to throw, you can't be taught that. I guess it depends on your stance and movements and shit like that. You'd be shocked how that shit actually works. I was with you. I was like, now I don't think you'd be teaching how to throw. Come on now.
I'm talking about, was it acting, how terrible he was, or is that just normal?
That was normal, man. That was real life.
Was it real life?
They didn't have the budget to be reshooting shit.
And of course the Mexican kid was the best kid.
What was his name again?
Benny. Benny the Jet.
Benny the Jet, yeah. Benny the Jet was cool. Yeah.
That's all that kid said, yeah.
Remember yeah?
Yeah, that's all he said.
Yeah, because he's repeated shit that everybody else said.
Did you notice that he was like Italian? Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a godfather. He's a new godfather.
Because him and Squint seemed really Italian to me. But like you said, it really focused around Smalls at the beginning about him. Then when he actually becomes good, it's about Benny.
Yeah, because there's nothing else to say about Smalls once he's good. I mean, that opening premise was just there to just bring this kid around the rest of these groups, get him involved with something like that. There's half the story right there. And then once he learns how to play, there's nothing else for him to be told.
Mm-hmm.
Other than his father knew who Babe Ruth was, who signed autograph Babe Ruth, whatever shit. I'd be goddamn, is that breakfast? Yes, please. Thank you, love.
Did you know that the black kid, he was like the black kid in the early 90s in movies?
He's been in every movie, huh?
Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
People Under the Stairs. I think that's,
West. He plays a Kenny in the movie.
Yeah. Dunendez or something like that. I think that was a Mexican name. I don't know. But Ham was, I think, Porter. I think he's been a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in Big Green, too.
So, I was about to say, that kid was in Big Green. So, dude, I'm eating right now because I'm hungry as fuck.
That's alright.
I got some breakfast right now, so.
I just did not like Smalls. He just seemed like his hat was, like, huge.
Yeah.
Like, that bill... The bill on his hat.
He was a typical nerd kid.
Yeah, he was.
He was the unsociable nerd kid that, why the fuck would you want to be around him? You're killing me, Smalls.
Would you want him around?
Hell no. That's why when you say you didn't like him, I don't hate him, but I kind of fucking agree with you. I don't really care for him that much. Mm-hmm. I mean... probably as a kid, I wouldn't give a shit about him, but Jermaine, I don't know. What's that kid's name again?
Tom Geary?
Oh, okay. We'll call him a different name and shit like that. Tom Geary or whatever, the kid himself, and not even talking about the acting or whatever, he looks nerdy as fuck.
He actually has been in a lot of stuff after this.
Oh, has he?
He was in Black Hawk Down.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, you can't tell because that's one of my major gripes. Mystic River, U-571.
Oh, okay.
It's funny, like, right after Sandlot, Benny went and did Mighty Ducks. He was the Mexican kid in Mighty Ducks.
That's right, I do remember that now.
Which, of course, they said his speed, because I love the Mighty Ducks movies, his speed, you know... That he couldn't stop on skates.
That was racist. They were making a throwback to Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, sure.
That's racist. I take offense to that.
I don't remember how he found the kids. Like he was just walking, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just found them playing baseball?
I remember Benny inviting them to the field.
Yes. Benny was a leader.
Benny was that cool guy, man. He was like that cool guy that didn't discriminate between nerds and, because if Benny wasn't there, I'm going to tell you this right now, Smalls would never ended up on that field.
No, Porter, where I would have beat this fuck. Porter seemed like a bully.
Yeah.
He really did. He seemed like the bully of the group. And Squint seemed just like Squint seemed like the smart ass that would get his ass kicked every single day.
Yeah, exactly. And just hangs around the cool kids and make him look cool and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But Benny was just like, he was just that all around. He was like Michael B. Jordan in Chronicle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. He's cool and shit. Everybody wants to be him. He's the best athlete and shit like that. He's still humble and down to earth that he doesn't discriminate between, you know, nerds and cool and stuff like that. He'll hang around you because, you know, his whole thing is just like, let's play some ball.
Yeah, you're right. And, from what they showed, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was fucking awesome.
Well, they were all good. They all had good talents. Yeah.
What was that?
Every kid was good at something.
Yeah.
They actually, except the black kid, that they didn't really show what he was good at besides being a pitcher. So,
he's a pitcher.
Yeah, but everyone else was good at something. The twins were like...
What are you talking about? When the black kid played them, he striked all those dudes out.
He did. I was saying, but besides baseball-wise, you know, Ham was...
good at.
What?
What else was the other kids good at? They didn't show that shit either.
The twins were very like smart. They made that whole device to get the ball.
Okay, that's it.
It's character traits, man.
Hey, okay, well, kids know how to play baseball. It's a baseball movie.
Yeah. I would say after the ball went over the fence, it turned into like a misadventure movie, like kind of like a Dennis the Menace type movie.
I would say, after the ball went over the fence, I didn't really care for it that much afterward.
Yeah, it kind of took a slope down.
Yeah.
I thought
it slowed down too. Yeah, exactly. I thought it actually slowed down the film. And, not say I didn't like it, because there is some good camaraderie between the group, but it was right to the point where I was just like, they can speed this up a little bit faster, because... It took a long time it took a long time to get to these scenes of how they tried to get the ball back.
Yeah, I would say a montage would have been perfect, because I think they did like 7 before he finally jumped the fence.
Yeah, and it took a while to get to that, too, and I was just like, damn, dude, can we speed this up a little bit?
Yeah, it kind of took it away from the charm of it.
Yeah.
Which is the charm was the baseball. It was. I would say
do you wish that they didn't show Smalls how to play baseball so soon in the movie? Then and we save that for later.
Do you think that could have been the whole movie?
And then, make that somewhere around the whole movie.
I would have enjoyed it too. I think it would have been it would be something different, kind of like a how to. It could have been a how to.
Yeah. And instead of ending it the way it did, they ended it with them playing another team or something.
Yeah, and, I mean, these were just kids. I mean, Benny was... these kids were so good. Why didn't they play, like, rec? You know what I mean?
I don't think in the 60s they had too many recs going on, but...
Well, they had that. They played that one team.
That was a school, though.
Was it a school?
Yeah, remember they played on the field or whatever shit? They had the school's name on the teacher area and shit.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, I think after they beat that team, that's where it went really downhill.
Yeah. Well, because once again, when we try to get the baseball, it's no longer a baseball movie.
No, it turned into just a regular kid's adventure movie. That's it.
Yeah, it's a kid's adventure movie. After that, it's a how to get this ball back thing. It has nothing to do with baseball almost anymore, except the interval mentions of Babe Ruth, which, I'm not going to lie, I kind of got tired of the Babe Ruth mentions. I was like, okay.
Oh, I know. They sucked his dick so much.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
They sucked his dick throughout this movie.
yes, back in the day, he was great and all, but, you know, he was also 70 pounds overweight and was a smoker and a wife beater and stuff like that, and nowadays you can't do that. I mean, I guarantee if they made a Sandlot, like, now, it would be about, like, A-Rod or Jeter or Pujols, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I highly doubt they'll ever make those movies, but,
it was in the 60s,
I mean, and this is, like, a tired of the I understand where it comes, because Babe Ruth, like I said, was one of the greatest baseball players of all time, so, you know, obviously, rightfully deserving, I guess he does deserve, but I don't want to see it that much in this movie. And somehow, even though he gets his little mentions at the beginning, the second half of this movie becomes a Babe Ruth movie.
It does, yeah, it does. But I did like the you had the stuff with the pool, you had the carnival.
Yeah.
Because that was typical kid stuff during the summer, you know. Like the main kids, like, you know, Smalls had his backstory of not playing baseball, then the ball. Benny was, he wanted to be a legend, right?
Wanted to be the best, yeah.
Wanted to be the best. Porter's gripe was against the team, because that's why he did the insults. And Squince's was, Pepper, yeah, Peppercorn, which is fucked up. How old was she at the time? And how old was that kid when they got married, when they said what happened to him?
I'm gonna say she was probably 16. I'm going to Andrew, and he was probably, maybe he was 12.
I would say, yeah.
Maybe he was 12 and she was 17, somewhere around there.
Middle schoolish.
Yeah, because what do you think these kids were in? Because I was going to say, the twins, his younger brother, well, not even twin, I keep saying twin, they were his brother. The younger brother, he looked like he could have been in elementary, but his older brother looked like, well, he could probably pass for a sixth grader.
Bertram looked like he was a fucking high school student.
Yeah, actually, he did. But Benny looked like he could have been fucking ninth grader, a high schooler, too.
Well, he was Mexican, he could have been like 20.
Yeah, Holmes. You know, I got hit back a couple of times, you know.
Like, you ever seen the movie Benchwarmers when they brought the 40-year-old kid? The 40-year-old, and he had a birth certificate, and it said, I am 12.
He was legal age. He was good enough.
that was just funny. But I actually did like the...
You don't really get a normal age group of how old some of the kids... Some of them are all different ages, and you can definitely tell that, too.
Yeah. But it's... I kind of wish this was, like, during school, so you can actually figure out what the hell the ages they were.
Part of me is glad they didn't do that, because I don't need to see Boy Meets World and baseball. I don't need to see them in their fucking classroom and shit like that. I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah.
I just want to see them in the summer having a good time playing ball.
Like you said last week about with Forrest Gump, is that how many quotes there are in the movie. This one's got a lot of repeatable quotes.
Yeah, I was going to say, in my math class in college or whatever, I had a guy that sit next to me, Spanish dude, whatever, he used to quote this shit all the fucking time in the movie.
Like,
he used to always wear a blue L.A. Dodger hat and shit, and he'd be like, whenever I would ask him something, he'd be like, you're killing me, P1, man, come on, just like, okay.
Yeah, you had that, and you play ball like a girl, which I think is one of the top 10 movie insults of all time.
Yeah.
You play
ball like girl, shit.
The forever.
I like the look on that kid's face when he told him that, though. Like, you play ball like a girl. And he's just like, what did you just say to me?
Yeah, I mean, then the forever.
Oh, forever.
You sound just like that. That's why I said that kid was, I think that kid was Italian, just the way he's talked.
Just because of my imitation.
Yeah, forever. Like, he had a Boston accent.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I thought the whole dog thing, I thought that was fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean, James Earl Jones, who played the owner of the dog, he said himself, why you just knock on the door?
Yeah, and then they started kicking the shit out of Squint's ass or whatever shit. Yeah, because they were trying to tell up this like, goddamn fairy tale ghost story of a dog and shit like that. I was like, really? Okay.
Well, that's typical for kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's typical.
I don't know. Nowadays, kids like playing with fucking dogs and shit.
Well, kids won't be playing outside because they'll be playing Xbox or whatever.
And shit, even me growing up, when I was a kid outside, I never once feared dogs like that or anything like that. I always thought dogs cool because I tried to ride them and shit.
What?
Yeah, I wanted to ride a motherfucker and shit, you know. Hey, as a kid, you can ride a fucking dog. There's a lot of big dogs in our neighborhood, so, you know, I wanted to ride the motherfucker.
Oh, God.
The fact that they went on, and sure enough, if Benny is old enough, the age I think he is, you know, hearing about these stories about Benny should have stepped in, that's some bullshit. Benny definitely like the oldest out of all of them.
Yeah, I want to say he was about 13, 14.
Yeah, he had me pushing 14.
He was actually the most mature out of the entire group, too.
Yeah. And you know what? When Smalls was standing next to him, Smalls didn't really look that young, either.
No, he didn't.
He looked like he could have been passing for like a year under Benny or something. Like, the only thing that was telling him a difference is just he wasn't that tall, but he looked like he could have been the same age as Benny.
And then you're saying like Scott and Smalls was like the typical nerd, but Squints, you know, he was obviously, you know, he had the thick glasses.
Yeah.
And that he actually, you know, that huge plan about making out with Wendy at the pool.
Yeah.
You know.
He's that typical nerd on the outside.
But a smart ass on the inside.
Yeah, and Smalls is that typical nerd on the inside or whatever. It's just like, oh, okay. He looks like he could be cool if he, like, you know, he fixed himself up or whatever and shit like that. But no, he wears these tight ass shorts. Got to button his shirt up and tuck it in and stuff like that. Combs his hair to the side. Can't throw. He's not athletic at all and shit like that. If anything, he's more about his studies and shit like that and stuff. You know, he's one of those.
One thing I did kind of like, I was like, what? When it was after his first day with the group, when Benny told him to get rid of the hat and stuff, and he goes,
yeah. That fucking fishing hat. What the fuck was you thinking coming to a baseball field with that shit?
That bill was like, I think, past his feet. It was so long.
That what?
That his bill on his hat was so big.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he said, he goes, bring jeans. I'm like, who plays baseball in the summer in L.A. in jeans?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, who doesn't? What the fuck?
Wear shorts, Squirrel.
Wear Roy shorts.
Well, not wear those shorts. Wear, like, athletic shorts.
God, well, what's wrong with playing, if you're a kid, what's wrong with playing in jeans, though?
It's hot.
It's not hot. It's fucking L.A. It's sunny L.A.
We
don't live in Ohio where it's burning 90 degrees and shit like that. We're in the 70s.
Yeah.
Get that, don't you? Yeah, shit, fucked. Not hot. L.A. is perfect summer weather. What are you talking about?
Perfect summer weather.
Yeah, I got, matter of fact, perfect weather all time, year round. We're not Ohio. We don't have seasons. We have just sunlight.
Mm-hmm. But I really did like the chemistry with all the kids. It mixed well.
Oh, yeah, it's the best thing of the movie. It's the most positive thing about the movie.
Because you pretty much, watching this movie, you identify yourself with at least one of those kids.
Yeah, I'm Benny.
Really? I would be Ham. I'd be a smartass.
You'd be who?
I'd be Ham.
Ham? Yeah, probably. I don't know. I think you'd look better than Ham.
No, I'd be the smartass kid, though.
Oh, you'd be... Yeah, I'd probably be Squint.
The nerd looking on the outside, but a fucking evil genius on the inside.
Yeah, the motherfucker is plotting to get some pussy. That's what... Fuck this baseball field. Shit, yeah, I get that. That's what I want. How do I get that? And then when she's all angry and stuff, I go back to the fence and I look at her and give her a little wave and a wink, you know, and be like, oh, shit.
And that was Marlee Shelton, who's known for bad movies and bad acting.
Technically, this movie isn't considered to be good either, though. If I'm not mistaken, on Rotten Tomatoes, it had like a 50%.
Yeah, it's mixed. It's It's mixed. You're at 57.
Okay.
They say it's Ebert, who we've quoted him many times. He said this is like a summer version of Christmas Story.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far. I don't know if I'd go that far. Okay. I mean, I can see some elements of it and shit like that, but you could probably damn near say that about any of these films that came out when we were growing up.
Yeah, like, you're right. Like, kid sports movies were, like, everywhere in the 90s.
And the one thing that was good about them is just that, you know, when we were kids, that's what we were doing. We were playing sports and shit like that, and you like to see the underdog team win, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what, what this team was, I don't know. They didn't have a name, I guess. They just called their field the Sandlot or whatever, something like that. They were that ragtag team, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They were that bunch of different characteristics of individuals came together to play ball and became the best at it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's actually kind of a smart movie. Because, obviously, the director was probably, like, you know, writer, director. He's, like, 30, 40 at the time, and this has to be back to his youth. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, explain yourself on the smart part. I don't think it's smart. I think it's actually kind of simple, but...
It's simple, but it's just the intertwines of the kids' personalities. Like...
I don't know if that makes it smart, man. I don't know if that makes it a smart...
Well, not the dialogue is, you know, cheesy as fuck, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, the dialogue's cheesy as fuck, though.
It's just, I would say just the characters are, you know, you have, like, if you have a group of friends, you can...
I would say the characters are more realistic than it is smart.
Okay, that's a better term. But, cause, like, if you have a group of friends, especially as, you know, growing up as a kid, you can pinpoint each of your friends as this kid. None of the kids were the same.
No.
Which is...
That's what made this movie work.
Which is great, because nowadays, every character is pretty much the same.
Or just in the background doing nothing.
Yeah. Which we already established, it's pretty much a Smalls Benny movie.
Yeah. Obviously with another cast of characters in there, just throwing in the background to get one-liners and shit like that.
Yeah. And they all had instances of... they all had high points, except the black kid, who rarely didn't have a high point. But, like, I think Bertram's high point was giving the guys chew, going on in the carnival.
Squid's high point was getting some ass.
Yeah.
From a girl that was clearly 5 years older than him.
Yeah, and yeah, I don't think, what was Yaya's? Him saying another word?
I don't know, just saying, yeah, you know? yeah, new shit in this movie, really. They attached him to that device to get the ball, and then he dropped it.
And I love that the dog, what kind of dog was that? A Mastiff.
Beethoven, that's what it was.
Was it a Beethoven? Was that a St. Bernard?
I think it was a St. Bernard, wasn't it?
No, it was an English Mastiff.
Okay, I don't know what the fuck
Mastiff.
That dog got free. That was a normal size looking fucking dog. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding.
And you cannot tell me a kid in 14 couldn't outrun a dog like he did.
Especially that old ass dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember, they said that dog has lived for years and shit like that. Barely can move and shit like that. And he has struggled to outrun that fucking, a kid that plays baseball at the top of his prime had a hard time outrunning this dog.
Mm-hmm. And then that's where I said the Dennis the Menace stuff comes, because running through like some festival, destroying a cake, you know, running through the pool and all that shit. That's where it turns to Dennis the Menace, because it just caused mischief.
I did like when James Earl Jones came into the film though. Whatever, I liked his line. He said he was just like, "Roof signed this ball, or whatever." He's like, "Oh, I take it back. You ain't dead. You dead me."
I know.
And I was like, thanks for the hope there, old man. You know, shit.
thanks, Darth Vader.
Yeah, thank you for that. He was just like, damn. He's like, he gonna kill your guts. He might as well kept on going, just like he gonna slice your balls off and shit like that. He gonna beat your ass. You know?
Well, it was Dennis Leary, so.
that's what Big Small forgot to tell him. He was just like, and my dad's Dennis Leary. He's like, holy shit.
This is like the one movie that I've seen with Dennis Leary that he doesn't go on one of those rants that he does.
He's got to beat somebody's ass, man. Somebody deserves it, that's why.
Yeah, at least Leary is cool. I love Dennis Leary. I think he's awesome. But this is like the most toned down I've seen him ever.
Because he's only in like two scenes.
Yeah, and he plays a stepfather who, Scott Smalls tries so hard to like impress him.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's every, I guess, stepchild's dream is to impress their stepfather or something, or make it seem like they're not an embarrassment to him or something like that.
Exactly. And how much was a ball? Was it like 35 cents, right?
Yeah, I said like 65 cents. Yeah, that's right.
And they could not go to, like, a couch and just get 65 cents?
65 cents in the 60s must have been a lot of fucking money back then.
Yeah, people, now, I think ball, I think you get a box of balls for like $5-6 now.
shit, probably more than that down here, but yeah. It's $5-6, damn, that's a deal. Then I need to buy some balls from you then.
Well, they should have done an old style, like a stick, like stick ball, you know what I mean? No baseball bat, have a stick.
What they should have did was had another team try to take their field.
That's probably one of the sequels.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, never mind. No, you see that another team trying to take their field, and then they played for that field at the end of the movie. There you go, baseball movie.
Yeah. Then you cannot tell me that fence, when that fence fell, that dog would not be dead. That was a thick fence.
Okay, if that dog ain't gonna be dead, it at least should have been broken his fucking hip or something like that. That old-ass fucking dog or whatever. I mean, that fence didn't even look that heavy, though.
No, but it looked thick and big.
It looked fucking weak as shit. I was just like, that fence should have came down a long time ago.
Yeah, you're right.
Basically, I love the first half of the movie. The second half, I thought it was just the weakest part of the film. Still enjoyable, but it was the most part that I just didn't care about.
I would say, because it took away from its charm.
There was some charm in there, and the only reason why the charm was there is because obviously we know the kids now, and they all are cool, they get along and stuff like that, their friendship, but I guess it was more of the baseball charm of it that was gone from it, or just a run-of-the-mill, you know, family-friendly film going down to where we're, oh, now we have to, you know, we have to have a plot, so we have to do something, and I thought what they were doing wasn't all that interesting, to be honest. Now, granted, it is Babe Ruth's baseball. I get it, but just go to the fucking door and knock and ask for a shit. Come on now.
Was that supposed to be like a big reveal that it's James Earl Jones as the owner?
I don't think so.
I don't know, because I remember when it was being advertised, he never was ever mentioned in the movie, and I think at the 94 or 93 jump. James Earl was a decently big name.
I think it was the biggest reveal of it was just that he's not a fucking kid killer.
And he's not white, because they said it was white, too, in the story.
And this stupid-ass dog, by the way, who chased him for about fucking 10 minutes to only lick his face.
And that, yeah, and he had, what is it, there's like all those baseballs in his doghouse.
Oh, we can play ball forever. Did that dog look smaller to you? Because they fucking CG'd animatronic that dog at the beginning of the film. And then when he got free and they put him in the Sandlot shirt and stuff like that, that dog looked regular size and a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Remember when this dog was able to chew the little plastic metal they had from the little construction they built out of fucking Mega Blocks and shit like that.
And throw it in the air.
Throw it in the air over the fence and shoot that shit. You remember the shot they showed of his face? How big he was and shit? I was like, damn, that's a huge ass
dog. Okay, when Yaya was hanging, he could not see the size of the dog?
Yeah.
And, you know, this dog's, you know, normal size for that. I mean, it's not like a monster.
No. Benny could ride him.
But, yeah. The little boy could have done it.
Yeah, the little brother that just keep repeating what his older big brother kept saying. You know, at one point, the older brother wanted to say, can you shut the fuck up for once?
Yeah. That's all it needed, was that.
Yeah. So, what would you give the movie then, Z?
I really like Sandlot. And I'm kind of with you that it really takes a really weird turn when it gets to the baseball. That's where I think it does...
It kind of does a For Dusk Till Dawn
thing. Yeah.
Not to that extreme, but I don't know. I guess it takes you away from what you thought the movie was going to be about.
Yeah, that's where I think it does take away from the charm, is because the charm was them playing baseball, and then it just gets into like a kid misadventure movie. That's where I say Dennis the Menace, because it doesn't turn into a drama, because we knew what the after effect that they were going to get the ball back.
Yeah, it turns into a Babe Ruth film.
Yeah, and the dad got a better ball and was still mad about his Babe Ruth ball.
I'm not gonna lie, I probably would have been still pissed too about that Babe Ruth ball. Come on now, that Babe Ruth ball was an heirloom, man. I mean, come on, Babe fucking Ruth signed your fucking ball, especially because some of those other players, they were still alive. Babe Ruth's dead at this point.
Yeah, so I would say I'm gonna give this will see it.
Okay.
This is a worthy of seeing if this was your childhood. If you weren't playing sports, any sports at the time, during your childhood, you're not going to like this movie.
Hey, you probably can relate to Smalls, though.
Yes, you can.
I don't know. Maybe I don't disagree with you on that one. Maybe you can relate to Smalls and you'd be like, oh, maybe I can do it too. And then you get outside and throw a ball and go like, oh, I guess not.
Catch a ball and somehow get a black eye.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that ball fucked him up too. Yeah. Vinny busting a baseball's guts open. That was pretty fucking awesome, I must say.
Which I know, I think that's physically impossible.
It is physically impossible. It's not fucking impossible. That can't be. A wooden bat and a terrapin. That must be the cheapest fucking baseball ever. I don't even think you could do that with a tennis ball.
Yeah, I don't think so. Unless it's poorly stitched.
It must have been poorly fucking stitched. Because you may tell me this big-ass dog who chew on balls with his big-ass teeth can't rip through that ball. But a wooden baseball bat broke through it? I don't think so.
Yeah. And I think that was a brand... Was that a brand new ball, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got that at Goodwill. Come on.
They got it at Goodwill, whatever shit. Either that black kid is throwing 90 miles per hour, or that had to be the cheapest fucking ball you ever seen.
Or
that
Benny's on steroids.
That black kid was Barry Bonds, what are you telling me?
No, Benny.
Oh, I don't know. Benny was, what's his name? McGuire.
What did you think about... that he made it to the pros, the Dodgers, and then Smalls is obviously, you know, a broadcaster.
Doing what his father, stepfather did.
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess in a way they kind of followed their own footsteps and shit like that, you know, because Smalls never really wanted to be a baseball player. He wanted more of just making friends, you know, and I think he felt like he did that with Benny. And obviously he was able to still... following the footsteps, at least the realm of baseball, whatever. I like that, actually, whatever. You know, obviously, Benny was going to make it to the big league. I mean, there was no doubt about that. I mean,
I'm being serious here. Did they CGI Benny's face as older? Because that looked exactly like him as an old.
You know what? I was just about to say, they did some boyhood shit with him where I think they filmed this shit probably like 20 years later and got a photo of him, because that did look like Benny with a mustache. It
looked exactly like him.
Maybe it was his father or brother.
Maybe. Because that was
It did just, look like him with a mustache.
Because that was just eerie.
Yeah, I agree completely on that one. The dude that played Smalls, too, didn't look that far from him either, though.
No, he didn't. He had the same stupid hat, too.
Yeah, he had this fucking hat he wore. I hate that hat. Oh, God, I wanted to bully that kid or whatever. He's like Merkel. He just want to punch him sometimes.
Yeah, there's times I wanted to punch him and kick him.
Yeah, I'll give it a high rated. I think it is worth to see as well and shit like that. I love the camaraderie between the kids. I think that's the best thing of the movie. I keep praising about that. The lines in it are nice for our families, shit like that. Mm-hmm. For me, as far, I don't play on that level anymore. I prefer a simple fuck you instead of you play like a girl. Yeah. I prefer a fuck you any day over than you play like a girl. But hey, there were kids in the 60s, obviously, and that was some of the biggest insults you can say now. Kids nowadays pretty much tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Actually,
they'll probably text it to you and Instagram a picture of it to you or something like that.
But the last or the third act was probably your biggest downfall, right?
Yeah, I would say the best part of the third act was probably James Earl coming in. I liked his speech he was talking, or at least his dialogue he had with the kids. I thought it was cool. Especially hearing about all these ball players and shit like that he knew.
And that he was a previous ball player.
Yeah, and then how he went blind or whatever. I thought that was pretty cool. I like that stuff.
That was like the quickest character development I've ever seen. Like, an instant.
He gave you so much detail and background in less than 5 minutes.
I know, then they turned, I mean, obviously we didn't see him again, but the dog somehow became a mascot for the team.
Yeah, which was, whatever. Fuck that dog, man, I'm sorry. I fucking hated that dog. I was like, yeah, you fucking ruined this movie. Well, at least for me.
Well, I think, I didn't have any issues like this, but, I mean, in certain towns, but you would have, like, if it hits over the fence, it's like that, you gotta ask that neighbor you don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just added the dog into it. I can't remember who made that suggestion about asking, knocking on the door.
It was a Squid. Squid didn't make it was Smalls that asked
it. Okay.
Yeah, the Squid said, are you crazy? Because he's the Beano man. He's the one that sicked that dog and the kid or whatever, shit like that. So, I don't know. I never had that problem, bro. My mom went over the fucking fence. I'm going to knock on your door and go get it. As a matter of fact, sometimes I wouldn't even knock on the door and go get it. I'd fucking hop the fence and go get it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Babe Ruth told Benny in a dream.
Yeah, you know, Babe Ruth, his fat ass obviously couldn't do it, but may he rest in hell.
I'm not going to lie, the actor who played Babe Ruth, that guy is a fucking gem in a lot of shit. Art LaFleur, that guy is freaking...
He looked straight like Babe Ruth too, though, I gotta give him that.
He did. But that guy is awesome in a lot of shit. He's
they got their fucking casting down in this movie, I gotta give him that too, though.
Yeah, I mean, the kids were pitch perfect.
Yeah. Later became Tony Montana. Question time.
I've seen these.
Yeah, I got Rodrigo. He says, yeah, Z, I'm still not getting why you hate this movie so much. He's talking about Forrest Gump, Z. He said, no one's claiming it's a classic or the greatest film ever, and even in this review, you guys brought up some positive points. Where all the hate coming from? Where's the hate coming from, Z?
Why can't hate a movie?
You gotta have a reason to hate it.
I did. Listen to the episode.
I don't think that was a good enough reason, if you ask me. You just made some points. It still didn't claim where your hate came from, though.
It's hate is because, yes, a lot of people do say it's a classic movie.
I don't hear that.
They say it's... Let's see, like, fuck.
Well, I agree with Rodrigo here. It's like, no one's really saying that. I don't hear no one claiming that. Like, when the last time you heard someone bring up Forrest Gump?
You don't, but when you say best Tom Hanks performances, Forrest Gump's always near the top.
He did it. I'll give him that. He did a great performance there. I liked him in it. I won't say it's his best performance, no, without a doubt, but I think it is up there one of his top, his best. He was the best thing of the movie. I'll give him that.
I think Gary Sinise was the best thing of the movie.
Who?
Gary Sinise.
Nah, I don't think so. Tom Hanks is better. Tom Hanks had more emotional moments than fucking Gary is.
Gary Sinise was very hot and cold. But
Garrison
I thought
Garrison East was just, this is a one note character, and then finally he had to turn around at the end.
But I just don't like it. I mean, it's not my most hated movie of all time. It's just,
you can make it sound like that.
No, it's just that I don't see why it got so much love back in the day. Back in the day of 94, I just don't see the love.
94, I mean, shit.
Yeah, 94, but I just don't see the love for it.
I don't hear anything about this movie no more.
I think you brought it up that it was like one of the most highest grossing movies of the 90s.
I think you might have brought that up. I don't know if I brought that up.
And I'm like, okay, whatever. It's an okay movie, but it's not, I'm not going to say I like this downright despise it and it's terrible and I want to burn the movie. It's not like my all-time worst movie. It's just that I don't see there's so many things I see against it more negatively than I see positively. It's an okay movie once in a great while. Maybe once in a lifetime. That's it.
Alright, see, hates the film, people, you heard it first,
I'll probably never watch it ever again.
There's no reason to ever watch it again, to be honest.
I've seen it, I think, that's like I said, they showed it in school, and I think I've seen it twice in the 90s, and this was like, you know, that's all I need to see.
Hey, that was like y'all, man, Ohio ain't that far from Alabama. He was like y'all home.
Really? It's so far.
He was like y'all hometown hero, you know? Forrest Gump, man.
Yeah, because we, you know, Ohio is just awesome for bringing shit into the world.
Yeah. Brought Bill Cosby in, I think.
Nah. Yeah, did. I don't know. I don't think so.
It's like, let me put my foot in, you put Bob this year. Oh. another question here. Last question here from Gregory the Third. He says, really, Z, if I stay on your best of list, that movie sucked. Oh, that movie did suck. Will you guys be doing any award coverage this come Oscar season?
We'll see.
Maybe. I don't know. This year, next year, I might be going to most of them, so.
Yeah, you didn't go to either of them. Or, no, you didn't go to the Oscars.
No, and I got my invites or whatever shit, so I don't know, maybe me and the wife will probably go, because I know she probably wants to do those things, so. We'll wait and see. We will wait and see that day. That will probably be, SAG Awards I'll definitely be at, that's for sure, but we need to do coverage on that one.
That's not televised.
MTV.
The MTV Movie Awards.
The only reason why we did that one is because that was the closest we was ever going to get to doing a Razzie show.
Actually, if you remember, the nominations were really good.
Oh, for the MTV one?
Yeah, 12 Years is nominated for Best Movie. That never happens.
I don't remember the nominee. I remember we were talking about it, though, but then I remember, like, oh, yeah, because I remember for Best Male Actor, you remember that shit Josh Hutcherson won?
Yes.
Over Matthew McConaughey, Joel Edgefer, and shit like that. I was like, Josh Hutcherson don't even fit in that category. And then they just said Josh Hutcherson when they interviewed. I was just like, wait a minute, you go Matthew McConaughey, Leonardo DiCaprio, Joel Edgefer, and then you say Josh Hutcherson for Hunger. I was like, what?
Yeah. And
they only said those other three names just to say, like, oh, we got credibility. Knowing damn well those three people wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And then just so they could say, oh, Josh Hutcherson beat the ball. And remember, he went up there all happy and shit. He was like, yay, you know, I was looking at him like, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
People, if you want to listen to amazing play-by-play of awards, listen to our MTV Movie Awards.
If I'm not mistaken, we were bored in that awards, right?
Yeah, we were. I think we were just having fun.
Boring. Because remember, I don't know if we recorded that. Maybe I need to re-listen to it, but I remember me and you was on Skype earlier. We were talking about the I think it was the red carpet or something like that.
Yeah.
And they were showing the dogs and shit like that. I was like, what the fuck is this? I think this red carpet is more interesting than the actual award.
Yeah, actually it was.
Because they had dogs, like little poodles and shit dressed up as superheroes. They ran. Then they were just like interviewing random ass people and shit like that. It was just the craziest fucking thing I ever saw. I was like, damn, okay.
Yeah, they just, I mean, Golden Globes, can you go to that one? Did you get an invite for that one?
Go to that one. I didn't go to that one. I've never been to one, but I can.
They actually made nominations last week, and pretty good list.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid list. Pretty solid, just like last year's list as well. So, yeah.
Interstellar only got nominated for, I think, what did it get nominated for?
Oh.
Interstellar.
Oh, I think best score, right?
Yes. Best score. Birdman, which was probably in probably about, what, 100 theaters? Got the most.
Yeah, it's in every category. I have a feeling that movie's probably going to win some awards, because that one's getting the most buzz out of every movie this year.
Yeah, and like I sent you a text because I was looking through them. I'm like, wait, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, that won best, I think, comedy and best actor for a comedy. And neither one of them got nominated again. I'm like, that's really hard not to get nominated again.
Well, I don't know if that show was on.
It's still on. They just keep moving the freaking dates. It was on a Friday. Now it's on a Sunday. You know, they just keep moving it.
Okay, good. Because I never watched the show. I'm not going to watch the show.
I'm not going to watch it. I hate Andy Samberg.
Yeah, I fucking hate him too. But a lot of people say the show is good. It's just Andy Samberg is the worst thing of it. And they don't even say worse. It's just he's the bad. He's the least interesting character of the whole damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, whatever.
One thing I do question is, Orange is New Black, is that really, since it's on Netflix, is that really considered a TV?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, the best thing about that too is it can be considered a web series as well.
Which they don't do that.
Yeah, remember, House of Cards got nominated as well.
Mm-hmm.
And House of Cards is a fucking fantastic show.
But I'm, like, looking at the nominations for the Golden Globes, I'm like, holy crap, I mean, like, you can't really... Like, I haven't seen any of the dramas. The comedy, I've seen St. Vincent. I really like St. Vincent. But it's like a really... tough one to sell. I mean, you're looking, because best drama is usually the pitchers for the best movie. I guarantee you not everyone has seen all these movies. I don't think any of them got big releases.
Nightcrawler did. That was the only one that got a big release, but obviously that movie got swept under the...
Big time. Well, it got best... Jake Gyllenhaal got nominated.
I think that's going to be this year's Rush.
Yeah, because Hemsworth was nominated for Rush, or was it Daniel Brühl?
I think both were. Daniel Brühl was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, if I'm not mistaken, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Best actor that's going to win this year is getting the most buzz. I think it's going to be Steve Carell and
Foxcatcher. I've a lot of message boards said Theory of Everything guy.
Yeah, actually, I think it's Steve Carell. If I had to pick, I think Steve Carell's going to win it. But if I had to get a second choice, Eddie Redmayne. He's getting a lot of buzz right now since Theory of Everything just came out as well. That movie's been getting buzz. Actually, it's got a lot of Golden Globe buzz around it. And he did a great job on it. So I think he is definitely second in line. But Steve Carell's getting some good buzz. And Eddie Redmayne. But Benedict Cumberbatch, Jake Gyllenhaal, and David Oyelowo. They're not getting any buzz at all. Now, David Oyelowo will wait and see until the movie comes out. But Selma hasn't came out. It doesn't come out until after Christmas. So maybe he'll get some buzz afterwards. But as far as him, Jake Gyllenhaal, Benedict Cumberbatch... Yeah, they're not getting really too much hype or anything like that. So it's obviously between Steve Carell and Eddie Redmayne for right now.
But yeah, I'm looking at the just the nominations for actor and for musical and comedy. Really, none of these got massive releases besides Gone Girl, Nightcrawler, Into the Woods hasn't even been released yet. Annie hasn't been released yet. Stuff like that, like, it's amazing that they really went to the limited releases.
Well, that's usually all of them. That's every year, though, most likely.
Who won last year?
All the Oscar choices were limited release, too, except for, like, Gravity. That was the only one that came out in full release for...
Wait, 12 years? I thought 12 years was national.
12 years wasn't national until after January.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, even, what was that shitty one, American Hustle and shit, that one even didn't come national until end of December.
Yeah,
I remember I saw that, like, 3 months before Layton saw it and shit, and he didn't see it, so, yeah, most of those movies don't really, get the national release, because they know it's got Oscar bait written over it, so they're gonna hype it up so they can re-release it, and that's when everybody's gonna go see it, because it's an Oscar movie, it's gonna make some money or whatever, something like that, so.
And a lot of them, like, you obviously take out the best actor in a drama because you're not going to know. You're not going to know who Eddie Redmayne is, or somebody, a casual moviegoer can know who that is. But there is name. It's all names, though.
Yeah.
Best supporting actress is tough. Best supporting actor is tough.
Michael Keaton's going to take best actor in musical comedy because he's getting a lot of buzz off Birdman. Might see a Michael Keaton walk up to the stage for another time, one more time.
When was the last time you walked up on a stage?
Never. I wonder with Michael Keaton, because everybody knows Michael Keaton got a lot of fans and shit like that, obviously because of Batman and shit like that. I wonder if he's going to, with the award ceremonies this year, get a bit of a bigger buzz or as far as views and shit like that goes, because Benedict Cumberbatch is also nominated too, and he has a huge following fan base and shit like that.
He's got a nerd fan base, right?
Oh, fuck yeah, man. He's like the ultimate British nerd. Like, he has and now that he's with Marvel and Doctor Strange, he just got he has every bit of nerds. He has, like, the Lord of the Ring nerds, because, you know, he plays Hobbit the Dragon, obviously, and shit like that. I mean, one of the most iconic characters from the Hobbit story, Smaug itself. He plays fucking Doctor Strange and Marvel. He's got that comic book nerd base. He's playing he's on Sherlock. He's getting the Sherlock Holmes fan base and shit like that.
He was, Khan.
Oh, yeah, there you go, the Star Trek fucking nerds and shit like that. If the motherfucker tells me he's going to be in a Star Wars movie next year, I'd be like, he has every goddamn nerd fan base that there is out there.
Yeah, no one can touch that.
He would be a part of almost every goddamn fantasy origin story as far as, like, comic book Marvels and then, you know, the Lord of the Rings saga and shit like that, Star Trek saga, now there's the Star Wars saga as well, shit like that.
Yeah, well,
power to the guy. I'm not that big of a fan of his well, I haven't really seen him in too much stuff where I was like, I don't know if he's that big of a deal or whatever, something like that, but hey, man, the dude gets work, and he's got a huge fan base. I can't remember the last time I've seen someone with a fan base like this.
No.
Probably since Jennifer Lawrence.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, he's probably the guy version of Jennifer Lawrence with his fan base, because the dude has a huge fucking fan base that supports him through a lot of shit, man. I've given this guy a lot of shit before, and I've seen people defend him to the fucking death of me.
Yeah, I do have a major gripe, though.
Right.
About best actress in a musical or comedy. I can't pronounce her first name, but the girl played Annie.
Quivenzane Wallace. Girl, you need to change your fucking name, okay?
Yeah, I did not like her at all. She was so annoying.
You know why they just nominated her? Is it because she got nominated for 2 years ago?
Yeah, Beast of Southern Wild.
Beast of Southern Wild and shit like that. Oh, she's returning to film. Oh, okay, yeah, we definitely gotta get her back up there. Fuck it.
Returning for films? Well, she's not freaking fucking douchebag from Lincoln, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, she's the black female version of it. Man, they were talking about, oh, she's so adorable, she's so cute, when she was at the Golden Globes and Oscars that year with Beast of Southern Wild. I was just like, Jesus Christ, get off that girl's dick, shit.
I know. But it's gonna be an interesting choice, and usually the Golden Globes are pretty much stand pat on the Oscars.
No, not really.
Well, I would see all five of those movies get nominated again.
No. Everybody always say, well, at least a couple of people always say that it's the SAG Award that are the ones that'll make sure you get nominated. Because those are the ones that are actually voted by the people that are part of the Academy and shit, so.
But I was kind of like saying, like, I hope Interstellar doesn't get nominated, and it didn't, besides Score, because the score was so loud, that's all you can remember about the movie.
No way in fucking hell that shit would have got nominated. They would have looked at that and been like, oh, a sci-fi thing? Yo, no, thank you.
Yeah, and the score, especially, I think you said it last week, is that one that drowns out Michael Caine's talking, that the score is the only thing that takes out from the movie.
The only movie I haven't seen on here, and it's the one I really want to see too, is the Best Supporting Actress, Jessica Chastain, got a nominated for a Most Violent Year. It's the only movie I haven't seen on here, and I've heard some great things about that. It comes out after Christmas, if I'm not mistaken, and the shit I've seen so far of it looks fucking spectacular, so I can't wait to see that movie. And so if I had to call that, I think Boyhood might come in and be that the one people forgot about. I think that might come in and take a lot of awards as well.
What's your opinion of them making having nominations for movies that's not released to, like, the public?
Well, it's not a public's award, so.
Well, no, thank God it's not.
Thank God, because then if you see a fucking Josh Hutcherson win every goddamn award again, so.
But, like, stuff like Into the Woods, that's not even going to be limited release, I think, till Christmas.
I've seen it.
Oh, you have seen it?
Yeah, screeners. Like I said, I've seen all these movies already, so.
Well, screeners, which a normal person can't see, go to a screener.
Yeah, which are the people that's not voting, so why should they? So I think it's fine to be. So like you said, Most Violent Year not out yet. Into the Woods. Annie's not out yet. What else is on here?
I don't. What's Book of Life? I don't remember that animated movie.
What was that?
Book of Life.
Book of Life. What was that?
An animated movie. I do not remember that movie.
Yeah, that was a limited release. Fuck! I forgot that. God damn! I can't remember. I gotta go back on that one. If I'm not mistaken, it was the Channing Tatum one.
Oh, yes.
One directed by the dude that did Pacific Rim. What's his fucking name?
No, it's Jorge Gutierrez.
Yeah, but the dude that did Pacific Rim kind of hired that guy to do the film, or whatever. They're kind of like best friends, some shit like that.
Oh, Del Toro.
Yeah, Del Toro, his ass. Book of Light. That was a Book of Light. Yeah. The animated one looks cool. We already know who's gonna win that. It's gonna be Lego Movie that wins that.
I would say it's a toss up between Big Hero or Lego.
All of these. Well, if I'm not mistaken, the only one that I can't remember what Book of Life got. But How to Train Your Dragon 2, Lego Movie, Big Hero 6, and if I'm not mistaken. Box Trolls shot up, and all those got great reviews. They were all like in the 80s and 90s. I think Book of Life was the only one that was like a like a 60 or something.
Yeah. Because Golden Globes, they just go for acting and stuff and score. But when you get to the technical aspect, you're going to see, like, Guardians will be nominated, possibly. Or set design or art design, whatever it is. That something like that will get nominated. Like, you'll have the big blockbusters get nominated.
Yeah, obviously, because you ain't going to see that, like, you ain't going to see no big spectacle shit, Birdman or Boyhood or nothing like that, so.
No, there's no way they can have that budget, because that's an indie movie, right?
I don't know if I would call it indie, but then again, I don't know what labels as indie movies nowadays. Now.
I thought it was anything like under a certain amount.
Well, there's some money that goes into these films, but I don't know. I'm a little mad that I don't know. I think Jake Gyllenhaal is going to get the shot. I'm seriously thinking Nightcrawl is going to be rushed this year.
And that's a shame because. Yeah. Those are such... Nightcrawler is such... Gyllenhaal, I hope he gets at least some consideration, because his character is so creepy, it was great.
Yeah, if I had to call anything, I think Steve Carell's going to snatch that from him, and if not, then Eddie Redmayne is going to. We both did great jobs, too, but I think Jake Gyllenhaal, personally, is my favorite in there.
It's going to be an interesting award season. It really is.
Yellow and Selma, I thought was fucking fantastic, too. I can't wait for that movie to come out to see people see that. That he did a great job with that as well. But yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch, Imitation Game. Nobody's really talking about that movie. Great reviews and everything about it, saying how great his performance was, but nobody's talking about that movie at all. I think he's like the least of all of these that's not going to get talked about at all. So
yeah,
it's nice for him to get a nomination award. So.
And I saw Hunger Games and Noah got nominated for original song.
Okay, I don't even remember the fucking songs of those movies. Sorry.
Fucking John Legend and Common for Selma.
Yeah, those songs are memorable. I remember those when I saw that movie. I don't even remember the fucking song in Hunger Games. All I remember is that fucking whistle song or whatever. Fuck that movie.
Which they probably did a lot.
Yeah, they did with a bird too, by the way. Bird.
Oh my god.
The fucking bird.
Oh God!
But people, those are the nominations. That is Throwback Tuesday. That is a show.
That's the show.
That has been episode 78. That's been something, right? 78.
It's been 79.
So yes, is it 79? Yeah, this is 79, man.
That's a lot of episodes.
Oh yeah, next week is fucking episode 80. The episode 80. Oh, gotta come out with a big one now. Oh.
We're getting close to the three digits.
Getting closer to three digits. We won't be there, though, till May. So.
Is it May?
It should be somewhere around there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's gonna come fast. We know that. It's gonna come fast.
Yeah. It takes a year to get 100 episodes, so.
We've been over a year.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have. We started May of 2013.
No, we haven't. No, I was fucking with you. It takes a year to get 50. It takes 2 years to get 100. So.
Yeah. And that doesn't count our special episodes we've done.
No. So, obviously, people, we will obviously get to 100 around May time. Because this month's already about to be fucking over. So, well, we got like two more episodes this week, this month.
Yeah, Christmas is next week. And, yeah, two more episodes this month.
And I can't fucking wait, people. So that has been Throwback Tuesday, episode 79. I'm your throwbackian host. Keep calling myself that until somebody fucking says it. I'm the phenomenal one.
This is Z.
And it is PP time. Later, bastards.
Later.